Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The sale starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,500 head will be sold, 8,100 feeder steers, 4,200 feeder heifers, and 9,300 weaned calves on offer. For details about the cattle selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
Cattlemen, make plans to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting Thursday, January 27th at the Embassy Suites Northwest, Oklahoma City, starting at 9 a.m. Hear updates from Congressman Frank Lucas and Adria Berry with the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. Then work with fellow cattle producers to review and set policy important to the well-being of the beef cattle business here in Oklahoma. Have your voice heard at the state capitol as well as in Washington. Learn more about the OCA Winter Policy Meeting by going to okcattlemen.org.
Well, the 2018 Farm Bill is set to expire in 2023, and every Farm Bill sets policy on everything from farm loans to conservation, school lunches to feral hog control, and a number of other things. So you can imagine such a large bill takes a lot of planning. I mean, they're already talking about the 2023 Farm Bill. I had the opportunity to catch up with Bart Fisher. He's co-director of the Agricultural and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M at the Red River Crops Conference last week, and he said many current leaders lack understanding of rural America, which makes crafting something like the Farm Bill a big challenge.
The last couple of Farm Bills have just been, have been incredibly tough because you've got this dynamic where you have 435 members of the House, but maybe only 65 or 70 that are from rural districts. And, you know, we talk a lot about this rural-urban divide and the understanding of what really goes on in rural America. And so it makes those members like Mr. Lucas who represent, rural America, makes them incredibly important. But there's a lot of folks who just don't understand it. And so when it comes time to moving something as complex as a farm bill, it just makes it very difficult because there's so many people who know so little about what actually goes into that bill.
Fisher also mentioned the giant debt that the country owes right now and how that plays into the farm bill.
You know, it is not going to surprise me at all. It always seems to happen when we get to a farm bill debate. Suddenly everyone wants to talk about, reining in spending, and it's, agriculture and rural America then that gets to navigate those stormy waters. And if you're a producer that's right now looking at at input prices that are in the stratosphere and trying to figure out how to cash flow, you've already got enough uncertainty, and that's to say nothing of all the other uncertainties that you face. Well, it's been very interesting, I think, over the entire COVID response over the last couple of years, just in looking at how much the federal government has spent, because the years before that, I think back to what the farm bill that Mr. Lucas wrote in 2014, that farm bill was one of the few, maybe the only in history, that actually cut money. It cut $23 billion because that was the requirement at the time to get anything done. And there was a tremendous amount of focus on fiscal discipline. And, to contrast that with what we've seen the last couple of years, it's just a night and day difference. And now, to the point where, the debt held by the public is almost, the same size as GDP. It's 100% of GDP, which is where we were back in World War II. And so it raises the question of, at what point are we going to get back? Is the conversation going to shift back to that? And we haven't seen a lot of indication of it, but we're also now facing some pretty significant inflation that's hitting most Americans right in the pocketbook. And so I suspect that conversation is going to continue to ramp up. And it just goes back to the point we were just talking about, that it's amazing that it happens to ramp up as we start talking about a farm bill. So
at a time when there's so much uncertainty coming from inflation and high input cost, in addition to always present factors like weather, uncertainty in the upcoming farm bill could be incredibly stressful for American producers. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.